This week, poet, painter, co-founder of City Lights, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, turns 100.
Pity the nation whose people are sheep and whose shepherds mislead them. Pity the nation whose leaders are liars, whose sages are silenced, and whose bigots haunt the airwaves.
And I wish I was in San Francisco for the birthday celebrations. But this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I met Ferlinghetti once, recording something he'd written, an operetta of sorts, but I was quite tongue-tied in his presence. But today, I have centenarians on my mind. When I met the artist Beatrice Wood for the first time at her home in Southern California, she was incorrigibly flirtatious. She was wearing a bougainvillea-colored skirt and chunky silver jewelry. She apologized for not wearing one of her famous saris. Beatrice Wood was 104 at that time. She was thinking about the afterlife, but not about meditation and prayer. She was wondering what she could take with her to the other side, like Egyptian pharaohs. A nice, violent young man with black hair, she grinned, and I would like to be in a beautiful sari. She was the first centenarian I had ever had a conversation with. She had seen Monet painting in his garden. She had made tie-dye costumes for Isadora Duncan. The Dadaist artist Marcel Duchamp had been her lover. She also had a passion for Indian folk art and, it said, for Indian men. But Beatrice Wood did not want to talk about history and art. She wanted to talk about chocolates and massage. She wanted to tease me and crack jokes. She was old, but her zest for life was still mischievously strong. When I met Manohar Aich, the bodybuilder and Indian Mr. Universe 1952, he had just turned 100. The man who had once slapped a rude British officer and gone to jail for it was unfazed. 4'11" at his peak, he was even more shrunken, an amiable gnome sitting in the winter sun reading a Bengali newspaper in Kolkata. He had no interest in today's culture of multi-gyms and protein shakes.
There was no protein supplement.
Once his wife stir-fried cheap innards, because that was the only protein he could even afford. He had spent much of his life as a circus strongman, bending iron nails with his bare hands and lifting 600 pounds on his shoulders just to support his family. I don't remember, he said when I asked him what he did to celebrate that big victory in 1952. It's been a long time. I am 100 years old. I worried he'd lost his zest for life. But when I said I had lived in California, he suddenly lit up. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he murmured. Good body. Give my regards.
My best wishes to him.
Even at 100, he still wanted to meet Arnold. He died at 104, sadly, without meeting Arnold. We think of the old in terms of broken hips and hearing aids. We ask them about family trees or long-lost recipes. We seek wisdom from them. But we tiptoe around the rich color of their lives, the messy details of what it means to be human. We are almost embarrassed to ask them about it. We treat them like fragile china. I had heard murmurs about a family scandal involving a great aunt about how she had eloped in the dead of night in 1942, jumping off a moving train with her boyfriend to elude her family in hot pursuit. But she was an old lady by the time I knew her, avidly involved with spiritual pursuits. However, when I asked if I might interview her about that long ago escapade, she was thrilled to bits. You've made me famous, she chortled on the phone after the story came out. I have got calls from all over the world. Even a Bollywood producer had got in touch. But more than anything else, in telling her story, I suddenly got to see her in a new light, as a young woman hopelessly in love, defying all odds in her stubborn passion. And I got to see a 90-year-old woman glowing as she relived that story again, in cinemascopic detail of marrying the man she loved. Why did you never tell us all those details? Her children once asked her. You never asked, she replied. Sometimes we forget. That's all it takes. Happy 100th, Lawrence Ferlinghetti. The world is a beautiful place. And a little more so because you're around.
For the world is a beautiful place to be born into. If you don't mind happiness not always being so very much fun. If you don't mind a touch of hell now and then, just when everything is fine. Because even in heaven, they don't sing all the time.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
The world is a beautiful place to be born into. If you don't much mind a few dead minds in the higher places. In your, or a bomb or two now and then in your upturned faces.